Watching you. All y'all.
Hello, I'm David Boyer, managing editor of KALW News. Did you know that this station's license is owned by San Francisco Unified School District? It's true. That's why we broadcast those school board meetings and read the school lunch menu. It's also why our studios are here at Burton High School. The school is in the middle of a food desert. And here in the newsroom, we've talked about eating in Burton's cafeteria for years. But no one has ventured there until now. Join us for Lunchtime, a special membership drive series. Episode 4, Nutrition Rocks.
It's for KALW. We're doing a on the cafeteria, the lunchroom.
Oh, I would love to speak. My name is Mika Sasaki. I'm the community health outreach worker at Burton High School, and I work in the Wellness Center, and I appreciate our nutrition services staff and our cafeteria because a lot of our students face food insecurity because they do live on the east side of San Francisco. There are a copious amount of liquor stores as opposed to grocery stores, and so they are impacted by this flooding of unhealthy food and junk food and food without any true nutritional value. So sometimes the kids, they get breakfast or lunch here, and those are like the only healthy things they eat for the day. I remember when I used to work at a middle school and there was a liquor store across the street, parents would drop off their kids with like $5, not realizing that when you give a middle schooler $5, like they're gonna go get candy and soda, and that's exactly what they did. They would show up at 8 a.m. with like a 16-ounce soda. I saw a kid eat coffee ice cream one day for breakfast, and I was like, I feel real bad for your teachers.
You know, I don't mean to, but I wanted like a cookie, just something. There's nothing bad in there.
There is nothing bad in the cafeteria. That's because we have a wellness policy to support our students' academic and physical needs. So students who engage in unhealthy eating or malnutrition or things like that, who don't have access to healthy things, probably don't focus that well in the classroom. If your body is full of chemicals, dyes, fats, corn syrup, you're probably not going to be very productive and you're not going to feel very well in class, which takes away from their learning. So if we are feeding them nutritious things, then they're better able to perform in the classroom.
So what's your favorite item on the menu?
I really like the tamales, and I also really like the lasagna and ravioli. I would like if there was a little bit more vegetables, but that's just the grown-up in me.
Thank you so much. This will be on the radio at some point.
Next week, we'll return to the cafeteria with KALW's general manager, Tina Pamantuan.